here's your grade, which we're going to be presenting to the market soon. And I think people are going to be pretty shocked at how cheap it is to extract this stuff. No capital needed. Surface mining, you just blast off the waste rock on the top and take it out. And because it's flat, there's only a limited amount of waste you need to continually take off. So that's going to start de-risking it even further. And then with our drilling, we're going to start showing a sizable resource, and people will start to be able to see, okay, they've got about 200,000 ounces here, and it cost them X amount of dollars to take a 5,000 ton bulk sample out. That returned 3.4 grams from the mill, and we're just doing another 15,000 tons. And essentially, what we're trying to do is show the grade and economics of surface mining at Pardo. With the rise in gold price, we thought, why would we not do this? Because if we're cash flow positive on bulk sampling, it eliminates the need to continuously raise money and dilute shareholders, and we can take that cash generated from bulk sampling and further develop the project. And we're in a great location surrounded by mills. We could just continue on and transition from bulk sample to production. And the permitting time frames on that aren't that long, because we don't need a tailings facility on site and a full mill build.
Good day. Today I have Wesley Wymark with me. He is the President, Head of Exploration, and Director of Inventus Mining. Wesley, how are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Steve.
Yeah. Well, Wesley, I know you're in Toronto. I know that the Blue Jays, that was not a very, that was kind of painful for you to see. I mean, you're talking to a Dodgers fan. I won't talk too much about the Dodgers, but assuming that you're recovering okay, I'd love to kind of know what Wesley does, a little bit about yourself, just how you got involved with Inventus, and then let's dive right into Inventus Mining and what Pardo is all about.
Okay, so I've been in exploration for about 15 years now. I actually did my undergrad thesis on the Pardo Gold Project, which I'll be talking about. And that rolled into postdoctorate research on Pardo as well. So I have a strong technical background on this gold system. And I've been doing some consulting here and there, but I really want to push Pardo forward, Inventus Mining, and hopefully become a mine one day.
Wesley, I am not from Canada. I know that you've grew up in Ontario. If you can tell us about Ontario as a jurisdiction, what you like about it, and if you can just jump into Pardo Gold and what you have there.
Okay, so yeah, Ontario is a great place to do exploration. The ministry is very favorable to exploration and putting mines into production. And recently they've been even more favorable in that regard. They're changing some rules with the Mining Act, which is going to make it easier to get mines into production. So we're sort of central. Our project's central. We work only in Ontario, so we have two projects, Pardo and Sudbury 2.0. The Pardo Gold Project is our flagship asset, and it's just east of Sudbury. And Sudbury is a very important mining hub, so it's got over 100 years of mining history. So it's got all sorts of infrastructure in place, mining personnel, equipment, all that kind of stuff that would support an operating mine in the region.
Sounds like you also got a community close by. You got lots. It's like you said, it's relatively easy to mine. And I saw on your program that it was a near surface, shallow, flat-lying gold mineralization, a conglomerate reef. For those of us who don't know what a conglomerate reef is, could you tell us what kind of gold are we talking about? If you can tell us about the grade and the extent of what you think you have.
Yeah, so flat, flat lying, shallow. It's a paleoplacer. So if you've ever seen the show Gold Rush on the TV, it's sort of similar to that, but much, much older and much, much higher grade. So what you basically had was a mountain range, and materials like there was a primary gold source in that mountain range. Water was eroding that gold source and depositing into sediment. And the one sediment we're after is called a conglomerate. So it's got like cobble-sized clasts, and the gold sits in and around the clasts. And what we're seeing is grades around 3 grams per ton in this stuff. We've had some exceptionally high assays where you get pockets of higher grade gold, but we're looking at trying to define a resource of about 3 grams per ton, and everything we've looked at, sort of the economics are there to extract something of that grade. We've defined a 400 by 550 meter area so far, and we're currently drilling and expanding that. And in the background of that, we're also taking bulk samples. So we got a 50,000 ton bulk sample permit. We've extracted 5,000 tons of that back in 2022. That returned 3.4 grams from the mill. And we're just doing another 15,000 tons. And essentially, what we're trying to do is show the grade and economics of surface mining at Pardo. With the rise in gold price, we thought, why would we not do this? Because if we're cash flow positive on bulk sampling, it eliminates the need to continuously raise money and dilute shareholders, and we can take that cash generated from bulk sampling and further develop the project.
Wesley, you did several bulk samples. Well, I guess 2022 you mentioned. I think you maybe done one before that, but you, I think you're in the. You said you're in the middle of a one right now. You said 5,000 tons. You said.
We took 15,000 tons this summer,
Okay.
and we have a toll milling agreement with McEwen Inc. And the first 5,000 tons actually going through the mill right now. So we're going to start seeing results from that shortly.
Do you have a timeline on that?
For results, probably, hopefully next week for the first 5,000 tons.
Oh, wow.
And
Okay.
then the next 10,000 tons, we're still trying to figure that out with the mill, but probably maybe December, but probably January, February, that'll go through. And then after that's complete, we'll still have 30,000 tons to take, and with the drilling we're doing, we're trying to build out a resource that could be used for a production closure plan, so we could get into small scale production mining at Pardo. And if it turns out to be cash flow positive doing this, which we have pretty high hopes that it will, yeah, we can just keep rolling that cash into further developing the deposit and growing out a resource and having a small production profile that would attract a mid-tier major miner to come in and potentially buy us out.
Wesley, one of the first things that struck out to me about your company is the tight share structure. I think you had 53% ownership from the likes of Rob McEwen, Eric Sprout, insiders, McEwen Mining. I think it was at 17% Rob McEwen and 16% Eric, or so, if give or take.
Yeah, that's correct.
But they've recently, it seems like you've garnered more interest from them. I think you had a deal in July. If you can tell me about the deal that you recently had and why they may be doubling down and what gets them so excited about this project.
So, Rob McEwen's always liked our project because it's close to a big mining hub, and it's shallow and flat, and the grades that we're getting are very attractive. And I think he decided to double down because with using McEwen Mining, well, McEwen Inc. now, because of the rising in gold price and our economics look good. And I think the same tale could be told of why Eric Sprott is also interested. So yeah, they want to see us see the results of the bulk sampling and how much more of that we can do and how big this resource can get.
Are you, can you share the share structure and like how many shares fully diluted options warrants written? And then are there anybody else involved that is worth mentioning besides the ones we've just mentioned right now?
So we have around 205 million shares out, and we'll be around 227 million fully diluted. And we have about, I think about 15, roughly 15 million warrants outstanding at various prices, 12, 12, 20, and 15 cents, I believe. The bulk of that's around 12 cents. So we get a little bit of, I think we're trading at 28, 29 cents Canadian on the TSX Venture. So we could get a bit more capital from the exercise of those warrants.
Wesley, investors like to make money. They don't like risk. If you can help us understand the potential we're looking at here, what kind of deep value do you see and the potential upside, and what is being done to mitigate the risk that you might be dealing with?
That's sort of been what we've what, like what we've been working on this whole time is de-risking the project. And because our deposit's shallow and flat, we're able to do these bulk samples, which further de-risk it. You get to see, okay, it costs you X amount of dollars to extract this material. Here's your grade, which we're going to be presenting to the market soon. And I think people are going to be pretty shocked at how cheap it is to extract this stuff. No capital needed. Surface mining, you just blast off the waste rock on the top and take it out. And because it's flat, there's only a limited amount of waste you need to continually take off. So that's going to start de-risking it even further. And then with our drilling, we're going to start showing a sizable resource. And people will start to be able to see, okay, they've got about 200,000 ounces here, and it cost them X amount of dollars to take a 5,000 ton bulk sample out. What's that worth? And I think that's going to start resonating with the market that this thing's got a potential high profitability to it. And as we continually grow that resource, that value is going to keep increasing. So I think that's the main story here is we could become have a small production footprint and potentially be profitable at that while we grow the resource. So it's quite relatively low risk for a junior compared to a lot of other juniors where you're spending a lot of money drilling deeper targets that are going to need significant capital to go down and extract that gold mineralization. And they require a mill on site. And basically, where we're located, we have options for toll milling. And if this thing ever gets big enough, say 350, 450,000 ounces, then it will warrant its own standalone mill. And so that's what we're operating on. We think it's a great project. And I hope the market starts to recognize that as well.
So you're a junior that you're hoping that starts cash flowing soon. What's the potential timeline that we're looking at for that?
Well, as these bulk samples come in, you're going to start seeing it, right? And because we don't need to like to have a small production profile at our size, as long as we have somewhere to send the ore and we're in a great location surrounded by mills, we could just continue on and transition from bulk sample to production. And the permitting time frames on that aren't that long because we don't need a tailings facility on site and a full mill build.
And you're from Pardo, or sorry, you're from Ontario, and you've done research on Pardo. Can you tell us anything about Pardo that maybe we can't find on the website? And if you can tell us a little bit about the rest of your team and kind of what you guys have in place there.
So paleoplacer gold deposits are rare, and the ones that have been found are very large. So, as we explore this thing, there's significant blue sky potential to become a very large gold deposit. And that's what we're working on. That's what my studies are indicating. And it's just going to need more exploration work. And if that exploration work is self-funding by bulk sampling or a small production profile, then we can keep our share structure tight and small and not have to continuously dilute to grow this thing out into a potential multi-million ounce gold deposit.
If you can, who do you have on your team that's, if in terms of experience and knowledge of the area and mining experience, and if you can
We're a
talk about that.
pretty tight crew. I would say, like, the technical details, I mostly handle that. And as we start growing, we're going to be bringing on more people to see this through. But right now, I'm sort of the driving force behind the technical knowledge of this type of gold system.
Wesley, for those who want to learn more, if you can share your ticker where you're trading, your website, how people can reach you if they have any questions.
Yeah, we're at InventusMining.com, ticker symbol TSXV, IVS.
Great. Well, for those who are listening, I want to be clear, Inventus and Wesley have not paid for this interview. I am currently not an investor, although that may change. Please do your own due diligence on your research. But Wesley, thank you so much for your time and sharing your about your company, and hope that it gives us some stuff to think about and to research ourselves. The show notes will include the website and the ticker. If you have any questions, reach out to Wesley. Feel free to put any notes and comments on the YouTube channel as well. Thanks so much, Wesley. Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.